Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part two in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
I think we have to acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of fear around communication because all of us have experienced domineering people that, you know, and I think that starts in probably childhood. A lot of people maybe have had domineering parents. And so we learned early, you know, there are certain things that you can't say, and we take that into adulthood. And so there's kind of a fear-based, I'm just going to be really careful and not, there's certain things I can't say. I can't be confrontational, which isn't true, but it's what a lot of us walk around with. And I think on the other side, there's people that are very opinionated. I mean, we're all opinionated, but the people that are classified as opinionated are typically the people that don't have a problem sharing what they think. And maybe those folks can neglect an important reality, which is there's often more than one way to any situation. There's more than one way to look at any situation. And I think sometimes the people that are classified as opinionated can come off like their way is the only way. And so the people around them can maybe walk on eggshells with people like that or not want to push back. And so oftentimes, man, I've been on so many teams like this, and I've done this where what needs to be said isn't said. And what ends up happening, man, I was on a team for a long time and I really loved these guys, but it was a pretty toxic team because I contributed to it, and I didn't really realize it till I wasn't on the team anymore. But you know, it was a lot of false harmony because when we were together, we were encouraging each other, but then when we were outside of our meetings, like the different people in the group would talk bad about the other people, and would talk about concerns that they had with the other people in the team. But then when the team was together, none of that stuff was brought up. That's not good. Like that's not, you know, and I know that maybe we're divulging outside of just the realm of clarity, but clarity is such a broad topic that I think it includes kind of these themes of like team dynamics and communication and, because I think you're right. Like you kind of alluded to this earlier, but the goal is to like, first of all, cultivate what I believe about said topic or situation, and then I can communicate that. I can say that. And so often because of fear, and there might be other reasons too, but fear is such a driving emotion. Most people are afraid most of the time. Fear is such a driver in our lives, unfortunately, that people won't say what they really think out of fear. And that leads to the ambiguity that is an enemy of clarity. So I think, you know, anyways, I'll just pause there because I feel like I'm rambling at this point.
No, there's a lot of good points. I think going back to your, like why clarity is important. If we just use the team reference that you mentioned earlier, it would be beneficial. Now, I'm not going to say it wouldn't be painless, but it would be beneficial if there is always clarity within a team about what really is going on, about how people are really experiencing each other. That means we have to say things that are going to be difficult to hear. And so if we're going to be fear is always going to be there. So it's not trying to like create a world where there's an absence of fear. Because if you have a world where there's an absence of fear, you're not doing anything courageous ever. You're not doing anything difficult ever. So fear is always going to be there. It's what we do with that fear. And if the fear is, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to create conflict. That's like me trying to stop the sun from coming up. It's just going to happen. But I decide to live differently or to live like with the reality that there is going to be fear in my life. It's what I do with it. And I'm like, I am not good at that. I'm just like, I am working on it. I'm wanting to be someone who's better at responding when my fear shows up every day. And so this isn't like me saying like, you know, just get over it. This is me telling myself, like, I just have to get better at this. I have to be okay with being afraid. And that's
exactly,
that yeah. doesn't mean that I don't say what needs to be said, because, oh gosh, if I don't say it now, guess what? It's going to happen again. And it's only going to get worse, because if I don't say what needs to be said to somebody and then I bring it up later, they're like, why didn't you say it earlier? That's a great way to build, you know, breed distrust. So clarity on a team, even if it's hard to say, needs to be said. And I will, like, this is specific, like, this is important. That doesn't mean that you should be a jerk in how you say it. It's truth in love. Saying something true in a loving way, that is a good way to do it. That doesn't mean that what you say is going to be accepted well. It's going to piss people off.
Yeah, and you can't control other people's emotions.
Correct, you can't. Because that's others controlling. And the only thing we can do is be self-controlled. We can control ourselves. So, like, that is why clarity is so important. That's just in one example with a team.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 3 in our conversation. We'll see you then.